Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. We are your host, Dr. Ryan and Ashley Berlin, and we're excited coming into the new year, right? New year, new you.
New year, new you. No, you know what? I don't know. I like me. So new year, same me. Maybe some slight improvements.
Well, we got this general theme of everyone goes into the new year and they're excited. There's newness. We just got over the holidays. People are thinking, you know, I need to get back to work. I need to, you know, get back to being productive. I just took a hiatus for maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, you know, maybe the holiday season. But the reality is there is some newness to turning that calendar over, going and buying a new calendar.
Yes. Yeah.
Seeing that year turnover. Now it's 2023, thinking about what are your goals? What is your vision for this year? And you can't really have a goal, can't have visions, and can't sit down to get intentional with your life unless there's this key component that we're going to talk about today. And it's just, it's the big why behind, like, why are you going to do what you're going to do? Why is this year going to be greater? Yes. Why are you setting out to accomplish something? Why is it? What purpose does God have for you? And why did he give it to you uniquely different than anybody else? Why did he give you your family? Why did he give you your job? What's your why, and what it in, you know, it's driving all of these other things. So this comes from a premise out of, you know, books that, you know, Ashley and I read, and all of our Maximum Doctors in the network are constantly reading and trying to figure out ways of engaging our patients so that they're always striving for achieving something better in their health. Because what we realize is if we don't have an action step, then it's really easy to then start to move in the opposite direction. We were just talking about this this morning with a doctor that's going to be working with our team, and just saying that, you know, with our patients, one of our questions frequently is, what is your next goal in your health?
Right.
And if you can't name one, then the problem with that is it's easier to head in a direction and get pulled in a direction other than where you would potentially want to go. So my question for you right now is, where are you heading? And then the what and the how and the where aren't as important as the why. There's an old saying that says, if your why is big enough, the how doesn't matter.
Yes, absolutely. So, and listen, there's something really good about sitting down with intention and thinking about someone is leading your life. Someone's leading your kid's life. Someone's leading your spouse's life. Someone's leading your family. And it should be you.
Yeah.
Right. But if you haven't sat down and put some intentionality behind that, put some thought behind where it is you're going, why are you doing the things you're doing? What are the things that you want to be doing? Where do you want to be spending your time? Where are you spending your money? Where are you, you know, giving your attention? Attention's a big, the fight over attention these days is big. And where is that intention going? So attention going, right? But these are your intentions for your life. And so if you're not sitting down and setting intentions for your life, then something is going to be leading your life, your family, your kids, your spouse, and it should be you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, even in Christianity, there can be this challenge of like, well, you know, God directs our paths, or, you know, or this idea of like, you know, I'm going to let God lead my life. Well, that requires you getting intentional with him as well.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, there are the stories of like, you get into like the Jonah and Nineveh, like maybe a whale would swallow you and spit you up on shore. That's possible.
Sure. Sure.
That's not typically how he operates.
Right.
How he usually operates is in commission with you in raising your kids. Like, you know, you can pray for your kids and pray for all these things, but God also wants you to lead and to direct them. Same thing with work. You know, you can want to be successful, and God can bless it, but he blesses the action that you take. And so the why behind what we do, and again, I'm not telling you that everything that you do has to be Christ-centered per se,
sure,
but I'm saying that there should be a big why behind that. So couple steps to establishing. You're like, man, I don't even know what my big why is. Well, one of the biggest steps is think about your life, think about your work, think about, you know, where you're at, what you're doing, and ask yourself, why are you where you're at? And what is it that you get passionate about where you're at? So in your job, in your relationships, in your, you know, purpose, if mom, dad, being a father, being a mother, like, what is it that you get passionate about? What is it that you get excited about? How about this? What is it that irritates you? What is it that ticks you off? What fires you up? That's another great, great question. Because what you're starting to tap into is you're starting to tap into God gave you emotions, and there are some things that are deep burning, you know, burning desires. And if we can figure out what it is that he created us to be uniquely passionate about, then usually that points us in the right direction of our why. So some people, you know, it's like I said, it's parenting, it's relationships, it's, you know, people get fired up, not necessarily about politics, but about standing up for, you know, principles in politics or standing up for values. Those are all great things. Like, what is it that gets you fired up?
Right. Right. And so what's going to, so let's talk about this. If your health is important and maybe health doesn't fire you up, right? Like maybe you're not the type of person that wakes up every day and you're like, my health is my why, you know, but you get into a situation where you can no longer function. And now all of a sudden your health becomes a big why in your life, right? Now all of a sudden you see the significance. Now you can't travel. Now you can't play with your kids. Now you can't engage and, you know, you can't coach that sports team, or you can't, whatever it is, take a walk down the street. And suddenly there's nothing bigger in your life than solving this health issue. And maybe you're someone who's like, I never want to get to that point. Like, I see people like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so you're like, I need to have some health wise here because I don't want to ever end up in that position. And so these are the moments when you're, when you take those things seriously, where you sit down and you think about, what am I going to do today, tomorrow, next week, this quarter, this year, in the next 6 months, to make sure that health is a priority for me.
And that becomes an anchoring point. You know, you and I were talking about this earlier today as we were preparing and just talking about, there was a lady at church that stood up and gave a message.
Yeah.
And in her message, she talked about that even down to the way she dresses, that she has intentionality over the way she dresses. And she found herself kind of in the, it's easy to get into the mom or dad thing, you know, if you're, you know, at home and you don't really have to put on certain clothing, so you can wear right. The, you know, sweatpants or, you know, fitness clothes 24/7. But she said she realized that whether she had acknowledged this previously or not, that she was training her kids as to like what a mom or what a woman dresses like.
Right.
And the intentionality behind even how she dressed, she said she started taking a little extra time, doing her hair and makeup, you know, putting on nicer clothes and dressing a certain way, because she realized that she was teaching her daughters through them witnessing her how a woman dressed, what a woman looks like, how a woman presents herself. And then also teaching her boys, like, they're going to marry a woman one day.
Right.
What is
right.
a woman dressed like? What does a lady act like? What is a lady? How does a lady present herself?
Yes.
And I just thought that was so neat, the intentionality that she was putting behind this. Now, what was her big why? It sounds like her big why was being the best example to her children of what she wants them to grow up seeing and doing. That yes. she wanted to be a mom, but she doesn't want to just be a mom. She wants to lead her children in the direction of, you know, the desires that she has for them for something great in their lives. And she even took that job. Her why went all the way down to like what she wore on a daily basis. So your why should be, you know, predicated on the idea that everything that you do is anchored to your why. So, you know, you want to be successful in a certain aspect of business. Well, that requires you looking a certain way. Like, even your fitness matters, because people just like doing business with people who are attractive.
Right.
You know, it's easier to get out and go, say you're in sales, it's easier to go out and knock on 4 more doors or, you know, drive to 2 more businesses if you're feeling good.
Right.
And so your energy right. levels being higher, getting a good night of sleep. Your big why should be anchored to things like, not staying up watching that extra two episodes yes. of something on TV with your phone in front of your face at 11 o'clock at night. Why? Because you want to jump up in the morning and have the energy to go do the things that you need to do to fulfill your purpose. So those are action steps, but the action steps are driven by your big why. So my question to you is right now, take a few minutes today and I ask you to go and establish, what is your big why? What is it you're anchored to? What is it that drives and motivates you to do the things you do? Did a family member lose their health? Did you grow up in a family where money wasn't managed well? These are sometimes the negatives. Sometimes there are things in your life that can influence your life that have actually been negatives in your life that cause you to want to do it different. Or did you have one of those examples of people who was like, they had mastery in an area? And I have a friend that I met his dad recently and it just made sense why he was who he was. And his dad was very successful in business. And then he retired and then he got bored. So he started painting and now he's successful at painting. And
right.
his dad dresses very nice. And all of a sudden I looked at my buddy and I realized like, oh my gosh, he's emulating everything about his dad because he had such a great example in his life of yes. someone who had purpose. And I don't know what his dad's big why was. All I know is it was big enough to carry over to where his son is actually a very remarkable human being.
Yes. Yes. And how amazing is that? And what a tribute to knowing your big why, to knowing why you're going into something. And listen, motivation lasts a moment, right? But these whys, these big whys that you cling to and that you develop when it becomes March and you're tired and you don't want to do the workout and you want to eat the cake and you want to just lay down do you know what I'm saying? Like you're just like, you want to push off that deadline one more week or whatever it is. These big whys are the things that hold you to the standards in your life that you want to keep and maintain.
I love that. You know, so if you start, you know, Google searching how to find your big why, there's some great stuff out there. You know, we talked about number one, what really makes you come alive? What fires you up? What gets you excited? And again, that excitement can be sometimes positive, sometimes negative. I think that's a great starting place. Number two, what are your innate strengths?
Yes.
So what has God given you that he hasn't given somebody else?
And if you're not sure, ask your friends and family members.
Oh, that's a great point.
Right.
Yeah. So what are your strengths? So one of my strengths, just, you know, being forthcoming, has always been communication. It's funny because when I was young, I got made fun of for, you know, I was the kid who came home with a report card that said talks excessively, distraction to others.
Right. Show them that report card now, babe. It's fine.
So then next thing you know, now we're on radio and we're mm-hmm. on podcasts and, you know, do public speaking. And so, you know, what are sometimes your strengths are also your biggest weaknesses. So what is the thing that, you know, I got, my weakness was I talked excessively. It was on my report card, but what are my strengths was, I was a great communicator and a really good storyteller.
Absolutely.
So what are your innate strengths? Think about that. What are the things that maybe, people, compliment you for, but what's maybe it's also the thing that your friends kind of tease you a little bit about, but it's because you do it in a way that nobody else can do it.
Absolutely.
Where do you add the greatest value? So number one, what fires you up? Number two, what makes you come alive? Number two, what are your innate strengths? Number three, where do you add the greatest value? So I think this is such a good one that there are people who are visionaries. There are people who are doers. There are people who are teachers. There are people who are, you know, there's so many different roles. I had a friend one time, she was talking about the biblical concept of, you know, some people are the hand, some people are the head. She was like, I might be a big toe. Even if I'm a big toe, I'm going to be the best darn big toe I could ever be.
That's right.
It's hard to walk without a big toe, you know, so there, every person has a role, but where do you bring value to a situation? Where do you bring value to a job? Where do you bring value to your home? Where do you bring value to your relationship? This is a great place to really get an idea for what is your pathway to fulfillment? What is the thing that you get passionate about? It's hard to get passionate about something that you don't bring value to.
Right. Absolutely.
And then the fourth one, how will you measure your life? I think this is a great one. You know, if you're still struggling, how will you measure your life? Because if you know, like, how you measure your life goes back to kind of your core values.
Yep.
And your core values help connect you a little bit with your why. So if you measure your life in terms of relationships, then that might tell you something about your big why, and that you view the lens through people and the value you add to people. If you value your life through, you know, accumulation, right, then it might tell you that you are somebody who knows how to create.
Right.
And so your big why might be tied towards creating value or creating success. And very frequently, you know, Tony Robbins always talks about the hierarchy kind of values and the hierarchy of fulfillment, that the two of the greatest ones are contribution and what's the other one? Contribution and growth, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
And so contribution is that we're doing things for others, that we're doing things for other people. Because when we're doing something, our big why is only anchored to ourselves, then we only have to keep ourselves happy or you know, have fulfillment within ourselves to get to a point where we're satisfied. If our big why is anchored towards contribution and others, that's almost a never-ending why. You can always be contributing more to others. You can always be bringing more value and more, you know, joy and more positivity and more whatever it is to others.
Absolutely. It's one of the beautiful things about choosing a big why that is just ever expanding, right? That it's something that you can always add on to, and then it's not like you're not going to hit the ceiling on how much you can grow or how much you can add to, right? How much value you can add to someone else's life.
You know, the book that I pulled a lot of the big why stuff from when I was going through and trying to find my big why was Simon Sinek wrote a book called Start With Why. And he talked about, you know, why your big why is so important. And that, you know, one of the things he talked about, I love this quote, is people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. And what you do simply proves what you believe. Now, this is interesting because he says people, but I would even say your people. You don't even buy what you do.
Right.
You
right.
buy why you do it.
Right.
It's hard every day to want to get up and go to the gym and be motivated, you know, to show up every day. But if you have a purpose and a why behind why you're doing that. So, you know, one of mine right now, I'm working out with my son, and one of my big whys was I want to be an example to people. I want to be an example to my children. I want to be an example, you know, to my spouse. I want to be an example to my patients. And so I got my son working out with me, and he's an example. So now imagine how much harder it is to skip a workout if I know that he's going to be there with me, which means if I miss it, he's either working out without me or we're skipping a workout together and we're, you know, he's becoming commissioned with me and the idea of, you know, of putting something off. So, you know, why is it that you're doing what you do, and what is it that you're buying into when you think about your big why? I just thought that's such a great quote, that the inspiration to carry through this year is going to start with your clarity of why you want to do it. Why do you want to lose 5 pounds? Why do you want to lose, you know, the weight? Why do you want to gain the muscle? Why do you, for me, I had a decade of like more stress, you know, 3 kids,
right,
business growing, other businesses. And I looked back at when I turned 40 years old and I realized I don't want 50 to look like 40 did in comparison to 30. And it wasn't like I felt horrible or I was unhappy. I was like, no, some things happened unintentionally.
Right.
And I want to be more intentional. I want 50 to look different for me. When I turn 50, I want to be stronger than I was at 40, not weaker. You know, I want to have more energy at 50 than 40, not less. And I think that's achievable. And right. So my why do I want to do that? Because I remember walking into my office and just feeling like a superhero, like having all the energy in the world. And then going from my office to go speak somewhere. And then going from speaking somewhere to coming home and having energy with the kids. And I remember when I turned 40, not having quite that same energy.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not able to fulfill the purpose, the mission, the vision that God's calling me towards quite the same way. And I feel like he's calling me towards bigger things, because that's a weird thing about as we age and as we, you know, in our 20s, we're setting up certain things successfully. In our 30s, we start kind of growing our families, growing businesses. But there comes a point, like in my 40s now, there's a point of leadership.
Yes.
And I want to step into this place of leadership of training other doctors and my kids, you know, training my kids up in a certain way. They're not 2 and 4 anymore. Now they're, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old. that it's going to require a different level of attention and energy. And I want to make sure that I have that going into. So one of my big whys is really being a leader.
Yes.
And leaders should have more energy than the people they're leading. You should look up to them and be like, how in the world does that person do what they're doing or pull off what they're doing? So, you know, just so you guys know, that's a big part of my big why is leading people in a direction of, you know, where we ought to go and being an example. But being an example, I have to have the energy to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, going into a clinic, one of the Max Living clinics by you is going to help whatever your big why is. If it's work, if it's working out, if it's nutrition, if it's health, if it's your kids, if it's your life, whatever it is, this step brings you closer to that big why.
I would agree with that. We do a great event every year, a Max Living makeover. We do a couple of them a year. And one of them we do is usually like a metabolic themed makeover. We go deep into mindset about this type of stuff, like the why. Max Living doctors spend a lot of time establishing their thoughts. Simon Sinek said, all organizations start with why, but only the great ones keep their why clear year after year.
Yes.
And that's, you know, one of the things in our offices and our doctors and even our patients and how we try to speak and teach our teams and our staff and even, you know, our patients is, what is your why and can you keep clarity over that year after year after year? Why do some people do really well? They lose some weight, they get into shape, and then a year later they gain it back. Why do some people do really well 1 month or maybe 1 year in business and then the next year is not so good?
Right.
How about the people who see growth year after year after year after year? We used to have a client that worked out with us and this guy was in great shape. You could just tell he worked out all his life, like 30 years.
Yeah.
And I remember asking him, and his name is Mike. I remember being like, Mike, what is going on? Like, you know, why, how some people can't do it and they can't seem to find the consistency. You've done it for 30 years. Do you just like working out that much more?
Yeah.
And he goes,
yeah.
No, most of the time I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, well, why do you do this? And he said, you know, my dad was young. He had a heart attack when he was 40 years old. And he said, my dad was out of shape. He didn't exercise. And for him, health meant exercise.
Yes.
And he had this big why of like, I'm not going to die at 40 years old.
Right.
I didn't like living without a father. I'm going to be there for my kids. And so his big why was, you know, one of the things was he exercised every day. When he learned the principle of chiropractic, when he learned the principle of innate intelligence, quick decision. All right, now I'm a chiropractic patient because it made sense with his why. Like if this is true, if your brain, your nervous system control your body, and you need to take care of it and get adjusted in order for it to function well. My dad wasn't under chiropractic care.
Right.
I'm going to get under chiropractic care.
Absolutely.
And it fit within his why. And it just made so much sense. So, you know, how do you do it year after year? Clarity. You got to have clarity around your why. His vision never changed. He never, you know, forgot about his dad passing away at a young age, you know? And again, not they don't all have to be motivated by something negative, but sometimes fear is a bigger motivator. They say that, you know, the fear of loss is almost twice as powerful as the hope of gain. That, you know, sometimes it is something we don't want that will drive us towards something we do want. None of us want to lose our health. None of us want to lose our finances. If you knew you were in jeopardy of losing your finances, chances are you would do something about that and really move. But if there was the hope of maybe making a little bit more, you might not act with that same level of intensity.
Absolutely. So listen, how do you connect with one of our offices? You can go across the country. You can go to maxliving.com/locations. You can find a location near you. Go right online. Most offices, you can schedule an appointment right online. Otherwise, give them a call. Their phone number will be right on the website and get in for that first patient appointment in a clinic right now to help you solidify that commitment to your health, to your life, to your future, and to all of the things that you want that are attached to that big why of yours.
That's so great. Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.